Gentlemen, we're up to Simon Aleph. I want to learn a couple of Mishtabus before we proceed with Siv Beis. Some famous halachas here. Cotton Ches. He's going on the words of the Ramah, which tells us, second line from the bottom, Mian Shiyoy Mishnose, when a person wakes up from his sleep, Yokum Bezrizus, you wake up Bezrizus, with energy, Lavodos Boris, Boach Vis Ale. So we saw that yesterday, a person when he wakes up, this is the way a person should wake up. He should wake up with great energy. Is that really the case? Is a person meant to jump out of bed? The Mishnah says no. It may sound like from the Ramah that you're meant to jump out of bed, but thankfully the Mishnah says, hold your guns. No, you actually don't have to jump out of bed. You should take it the milder way. How so? Sifkot and Ches, three lines from the bottom. Bezizus. Bezizus. Lav dafka. You should not. No, you should say the Mishnah, you should not jump out of bed. You should wait a little bit. Don't get up. Don't jump out straight away. Because that is physically that's not healthy. It's not great for your body. I don't know if he's referring to the dizziness that a person senses when a person just goes up too quickly. I don't know if that's what he's referring to. Or he's referring to something else. I don't know. But he says, don't jump out of bed. When you wake up, just wait a minute and wake up then.
One of my colleagues once told me an incredible story.
What's that?
An incredible story. That there was some sort of meeting of scientists and they were talking about dizziness or fainting when you get up too quickly from lying down.
Really?
And this film professor, whatever it was, said to them. They said, I think something about 12 seconds.
12 seconds.
Count the words of Moedani.
Oh, really? We'll get to the Maidan in a minute. Okay, very good. So Abba said, there it is. When you don't be tempted to jump out of bed. don't jump out of bed. You should take it the mild way. But he says, you should wait a little bit before you proceed. Now, Tov Loima, but it is the right thing to do when you wake up. You should stay straight to it. It is right to say when you wake up, upon awakening, you should say, Moide Ani. What's the translation? Moide Ani, I thank you, Hashem, lefonecho, before you melech. The king, Chai V'Kayom, who is alive and constant, Chai V'Kayom. Shechezato b'nishmosi. Now, how are we going to read this? Shechezato, you've returned Binishmos into my body, Manishoma. How do we carry on? Bechemla? Yeah, how do you read it? How do we say Bechemla with. Yeah, it's compassion. Yeah, with compassion. And then how do you carry on reading? Rabbo Emunosecho. So, you should say Moide Ani. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for returning my Neshama into me. Bechemlo, you've done so with great compassion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbo Emunosecho. Rabbo, great is you, Emunosecho. You're loyal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're kind. V'teivas Bechemlo, Yebes Nachtom. V'Rabbo Emunosecho, B'li Hefzeg. The way it's to be read. You should say, Moedan Efenecho Melechai, V'Gam Shechzato Menishmosi. Bechemlo, comma, Rabbi Munasecho, and not Moedan Efenecho Melechai Vekam Shechzato Benishmosi Bechem Lo Rabbi Munasecho, which is so common and so incredibly wrong. It makes no sense to say it like that. That's the way the song goes, by the way. And it makes no sense. It makes no sense. You should say Bechem Lo. Bechem Lo is a description how Kadosh Baruch Hu has returned our soul to us with chemla, with compassion. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moedan Efenecho Melechai Vekam Shechzato B'Nishmosi Bechemla. It's a description. Yeah, but that's not what Mishnah said. It's false, and it is really false, because then Emunasecho in its own word makes no sense either. It doesn't make sense. It's got to be like that. The comma must be after Bechemla. It's a description how HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned our soul. He was with great compassion. By the way, when did he return our soul to us? In the morning. So it's referring to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes our neshamas during the night, and when we wake up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns the neshama to us. Such a metaphysical concept, and it's the first thing we think about when we wake up in the morning, and pretty much the first thing little boys and girls learn when they're about 3 years old, they have to understand that neshamas go up and neshamas return. And what does that mean? Neshama goes up, you know, it's 1/6 of a person is, you know, it's like all these metaphysical foreign concepts, but that's what we teach them when they're 3 years old. Rabba Munasecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you, Rabba Munasecho, it's great in camp, because really, understand from the Mefarshim, it's not self-understood that our soul should return. Because sometimes we may not have been so good during the day. Maybe we have done some averes during the day. Maybe we've done some chatoim during the day. Maybe we don't really deserve to ever be given another chance. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rabba Munasecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so kind, it's with great compassion that the soul is being returned to us and we have a next day. No, Bechemlo is compassion. Rabba Munasecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emunah, like loyalty. Like being loyal, being trustworthy, not trustworthy, it's not right for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Rabba Emunasecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like emunah in a way of yeah, loyalty, like trustworthiness, in a way that, in a sense, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rabba Emunasecha. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really, you wouldn't have to give us our soul back. What does steadfastness mean? Yeah, is that
loyalty?
Yeah, so it's referring to that. Rabba Emunasecho, that HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. He believes in
reliable.
Yeah, maybe that way around. I didn't think of that.
We've got no right to give up on ourselves because Hashem doesn't give up on us.
It's interesting. Yeah,
I believe in you. You can do it today.
I think it's fascinating that it's the first well, as soon as we wake up and we open our eyes, the first thought that has to pop into our mind is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. I think it's so beautiful. That, you know, it's a chesed. The chemlo, the compassion aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, second line on page A, Vumin Hakosav Chadoshim Livkorim, which is a pasuk which tells us about the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us neshama every day. Kadosh Baruch Hu mekayim emunasu lahachzir neshamos hamufkadim beboiker. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim, fulfills his emunah, is fulfilling the what we believe him in, what we trust him with, the lahachzir neshamos of God, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns the neshamos to us. Ve'ein tzorich lezeh netilas yadayim, there is no requirement to wash legal vasa. Before we saying that, ve'av im yodim metunofes, even if our hands are unclean, ki ein maskir bazanusach loy shem v'loy kinui. Famously, when we say Modani, we don't have to wash hands because we don't mention Hashem's name. So you can do that even before having washed your hands. But it is wrong to start pondering and learning when you wake up. Anyway, it didn't say Birkas HaTorah, so learning is not right. You've got to wait for Negel Vasa and Birkas HaTorah. Don't learn straight away when you wake up. So if you fell asleep with like this difficult Tosfos you're thinking about, and that's the first thought that pops into your mind when you wake up, Tosfos, wait, hold on, just say Negel Vasa first, Birkas HaTorah, and then you think about Tosfos. Right, that's Siv Beis, Siv Aleph. Siv Beis, Rabbi, we continue. Hamashkim leischanen lifnei boiroi. That's Siv Beis. Very, very interesting. That's Siv Beis. He's giving us some insight in what really a Shemaim should be doing. Hamashkim leischanen lifnei boiroi. This is referring to people who wake up in the middle of the night. If a person wants to add additional tefillahs in the middle of the night, he wants to daven more in the night. So there is good timings for that. If you wish to daven in the middle of the night, there is three mishmores, the night is divided into?
Watches.
How many? Three watches. The night is divided into three equal parts. The first, third, the second, third, and Of course, the last third. After the second third of the night, and at the end of the night, Shatfilo, she spelled Oysen Ashois, if a person davens at those critical halachic hours, that very special and unique time to daven, Shatfilo, she spelled Oysen Ashois, Al Chobin, Velagolos Utsuyo. If a person davens at that halachic hour of the second third of the night, that's very special. If you daven there for the chuban or for the golos, that's a very special time to daven. That's what we commonly know as tikkun chatzos, which some people do. I don't think there's many people out there who do it regularly, but there is. I have this thing that I remember it because it really. I remember I had once a very late. I don't know if it was a chabur or something really late in Eretz Yisrael. And I don't remember the details, but why I was up so late and what I was doing. But I remember that I was walking down the stairs of the house in Kushmanim, and that I remember clearly, that as I was going down, you know, the flats in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes the doors are not very, not very heavy, not very solid. You know, the doors sometimes are like, you can hear everything that goes on. And I remember clearly that I remember the flat, and I was walking past and I heard somebody crying. And then I was just very curious, and I heard this man crying. I heard him saying Psukim of Tikkun Chatzos. So this wasn't a person who was up, in the middle of the night saying Tikkun Chatzos. So yeah, there is such a thing. There are still special people out there. So that's what he talked. So see, Beis is giving us the indication what Elchidin do. They say Tikkun Chatzos, and this is the right time to do so. Siv Gimel. It is proper for anybody who is Yireh Shemayim. She made tzav v'doig al chubin beis hamikdash. It is right, it is proper, it is good for anybody who fears a Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should be concerned and he should be worried and bothered about the fact that the beis hamikdash is destroyed. The Mishnah movie goes into in Sifkot and Tess. He discusses the further halachas about Tikkun Chatzos, and he actually discusses: is it better to say Tikkun Chatzos as a group, or is it better to say Tikkun Chatzos on your own? It's a discussion Mishnah movie, and he says that actually it's better to do it as a group because we normally know the concept of. That's right. But it's better if you can say Tikkun Chatzos as a group. That's even better. The Mishnah qualifies here. It is true. A person is meant to be concerned, worried about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Is this a general mood that a person should be in? So is that a person should generally be quite sad and depressed? Is that generally the right attitude? Once a day, taking chatzos, you think about the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, and then you switch back to default mode. Yeah. So the Mishmur says, if cotton yud, shemitza, avala toire ve tfila ye besimcha. Toire and tfila should be besimcha. Toire and tfila should be besimcha. So yes, there is an element of yid. There should be always an element of, depression is not the right word, an element of worry, concern about the Beis HaMikdash. We are in Golos. At the end of the day, we've got to remember in Golos, this is not, it's not the perfect, ideal, utopian world we're in. But beyond that, and after that, and leaving that aside, the person should generally be very happy. When you learn, do it with geschmack. Do it with happiness. When you daven, do it with a fish cat. Do it with happiness. So the default mode of a person is not sadness, but is happiness. It is interesting because there is, it is famous that Rabbi Chonon Wasserman, Zichron Livrach, was the prime Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. Rabbi Chonon Wasserman, he had that very much a serious attitude. In fact, they said that he didn't really smile so much. Rabbi Chonon Wasserman was known to be very, very serious. And he said that a person should remain at all times aware and conscious about the Chubin Beis HaMikdash. He said letzonus is not the right approach. But here we see that the Mishnah Berurah he seems to be saying that no, you should be besimcha. You should be besimcha. Besides, toya and tefillah should be besimcha. Okay, in Sifkon Yud Aleph, We learn about Chum Besamikdash, and we say as follows: Kozel Shlo, Shkol Seudo Yom Al Naros Bavel. A person should always say Al Naros Bavel. Ubeshabbos and on Shabbos, v'chem Yom Shenumim Tachron. On any day that we do not say Tachron, we say what? Before benching, Shiramalois. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was asked a simple question on this Mishneh Berurah. What? Yes, yeah, so some people do. Many people do. They will say Shir HaMaalos any day they don't recite Tachanun. Yeah, but it's true, many people don't have that minik. Yeah, but it's not cash on the Mishneh Berurah because many people have the minik. Any day that you don't say Tachanun, you say Shir HaMaalos. All right. I think most of us will only sit on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed. But there's another question on this Mishneh Berurah, Abayi Sai. What's the question?
We don't wash.
We don't wash. Okay, so it's talking about Seudah. If it's not Seudah, there's no requirement. Come on, Abayi Sai. Absolutely. Here is the question. I know it's Bovel. Abayi Sai, I don't know about what you do when you wash on weekdays. I think it is true to state that it's, yeah, misuse is a good word. It's not very common that people don't sell Naros Bavel. People don't. He does? So, but I think many people don't sell Naros Bavel. When you wash on weekday, you used to.
No, but I remember one guy from Yeshiva used to say every day.
Taka. Yeah, it's really the right thing to do. Yeah, but you see, you remember it, which means that.
There's a reason not to.
What is the reason not to? You're saying it's not a reason not to? I'm saying Mishmu says it's a Shlach Kodesh. The question is as follows. The question we should ask is, if you say Shir HaMaalos, which the source of that is a Shlach Kodesh, you should also say Al Naros Bavel, because it comes from the same Makor. It's the same. And if you don't say Shir HaMaalos, then all right. But if you do say Shir HaMaalos, you should surely also be saying Al Naros Bavel. So that's another discussion about head and jacket when we bench. All right, okay, perhaps we should, perhaps we shouldn't. Okay, I'm asking about the consistency. I'm asking about the consistency about Al Naros Bavel. Well, why don't we say Al Naros Bavel? Why don't we say that? Yeah, I think that. Well, it's printed in your. I think many benches have got it. No, benches have got it. So I don't know. I don't have a good answer. I do not have a good answer. I don't have a good answer. The only thing which
it's not instead of Shir HaMaalos.
It's either or.
As well as.
No. It should be. If you don't say today's, you don't say Shir HaMaalos, you should be saying Al Naros Bavel.
You should.
Yeah, you should really. I'm asking.
Then on Shabbos, you should say both. Yes.
No.
But
I seem to remember. I remember seeing a few years ago. I remember Reb Chaim Kanievsky being asked about this, and if I remember correctly, the tshuva that he responded, and I could be misquoting it because I couldn't find it anymore. But I'm nearly sure Reb Chaim Kanievsky replied the following. He said the whole idea of Al Naros Bavel is there's two aspects to that. One is to remember the Chum Beis Hamikdash, which is the starting point of our Shulchan Aruch over here, that, he says, he can't help. You know, that we're failing a bit in that area. But there's another aspect to that as well, which is to say that the purpose and an equal, parallel purpose of saying Al Naros Bavel is to say a bit of Tehillim, to say a bit of Torah during the meal. So, it's to add a bit of level to the meal, to add a bit of, you know, a weekday meal, you know, you washed, you're at work, you're having a sandwich, you're on a bench, say Al Naros Bavel, because you're saying a bit, it's adding a bit of ruchnis into your meal, you're saying something, some psukim in Tehillim, so with an important message. He says, alright, okay, that you can easily, and is frequently done so, fulfilled in another way. By just saying a Dvar Torah, by just having some Dvar Halacha or Dvar Torah, you fulfill to a large degree the idea and the intention of Al Naros Bavel. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says the reason why it's, I like your wording, the reason why it's coming to misuse is because a lot of people when they have a meal, they're going to say Shor Dvar Torah, they're going to say some Dvar Halacha, some Dvar Torah, and then there is no need to say Al Naros Bavel. So he says, are you okay with the answer? Yeah. It doesn't answer the Chorban aspect, yeah. It doesn't answer the Chorban aspect, yeah.
Unless you say,
The schus. Yeah. No, it is a bit of a question. It is a bit of a question, but but some people do it, and it's probably a good thing to do. Siv dalet toiv me'at betachnunim. It is better to say less bekavona, with great kavona, meharab is below kavona, than saying more without kavona. What? What's he saying? Toiv me'at betachnunim. It's better to say less with kavona than to say more without kavona. So what is he referring to? Tachnun? You're doing Monday, Thursday, generally? Shachris? Generally? So you're right. The starting point is that. But the post can use this globally. This is always true. If a person's got a choice of saying less and doing it with proper kavana, always got, potentially, he's going to say much more, but he's going to say without kavana. Here is the rule. Here's the rule of thumb. Never feel bad for saying little if you're going to say with great kavana. Never feel bad. Never, in fact, let's say it differently. Never be tempted to say more if that's going to be on the cost of kavana. So say less and say it with kavana. And that is a rule of thumb which applies at any davening. The Mishnah says even more than that. He says, what about learning? Will the same apply with regards to learning or not? Says the Mishnah, also with regards to learning, the same applies for learning. That do less, but do it thoroughly. Do less, but do it thoroughly, as opposed to doing loads and not understanding a word what you're doing. Yeah. So that's the aside. So you should always do things thoroughly and properly, as opposed to fast and a lot. Habosai, we learned this evening. We learned that a person should wake up with zrizus. However, even the zrizus has got some limitations. Don't jump up. Look after. You know, you should wait a bit before you actually physically stand up. We spoke about moedani, the meaning of moedani, and the importance of putting comma in the right place. We also said that a person is allowed to say Moedani without having washed. Without having washed his hands. We spoke that it's right and proper to say Tikkun Chatzos and to worry and be concerned about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And we finally learned also that a person should rather say less with Kavana than more without Kavana. That's it, gentlemen, for this evening. Having said this, I wish you a very, very, very pleasant evening.